got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. Manhood Hour is coming up in the next hour, third hour. And you can get involved right now by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, my biblical question for this week, what connects you with the physical world? What connects you with the physical world? Haven't you been hearing all your life, especially if you go to church, be in the world but not of it? Have you heard that? Yes, you have. How do you do that? We have... you can listen to the show if you're, like, working out, busy, making breakfast, lunch, or dinner, laying up at a beach, anywhere in the world, or whatever, over in China. You could be listening to the show if you live in Karl Marx land by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500, 641-793-1500. Zero. And to donate, and we're going to get to your super chats as well, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? And I appreciate it. We're going to get to all of that. Let me go to the busy phone. Tina is out of Washington State. Tina, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Tina.
You know, I'm in a unique situation and just wanted to get your perspective on things.
Okay.
I was diagnosed with cancer in 2019. And, you know, things got really bad last week. They had to fly me out to a hospital and cut my brain out.
They cut your brain out?
Yeah, they took part of my brain. Can you believe I'm talking to you, though? So I'm grateful for that.
So you have half a brain?
I have, like, a cradle in my brain. That's the best way I could describe it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyways, it's just, I don't know how to kind of deal with the unknown.
You don't know how to deal with the unknown?
Yeah.
Meaning what? Meaning what? Huh? Meaning what?
You know, like the doubts and the fear and the, you know, like, I'm not really enjoying how I'm, like, approaching.
How old are you, Tina?
I am 37.
Oh, and so you, when you say you don't know how to deal with the unknown, you said you don't know how to deal with the doubts and the what and the fear and all that?
Yeah. And the thing is, what I do is, like, you know, like, kind of like look for an escape instead of, I don't know, talk to people or be on my phone, like meaningless stuff. And I don't know how not to do that.
Oh, I see. So what are you doubting? You're doubting what?
So I'm just, you know, like, there's fear that comes up when I think about, you know, the things that are to come, you know, in my future, whatever it may be.
So you say there's fear when you think about things to come, your future and all that?
Yeah. Sometimes
and
there's fear.
I'm sorry?
Sometimes there is fear.
Okay. And why you doubting, why do you have fear about a future when there's no such thing as a future?
I wish I could understand that. That would make life simpler.
Oh, there's no such thing as a future. You believe in the lies of thoughts. The devil is telling you, what about your future? You now you have cancer. Now they're taking part of your brain away. There is no future. You're listening to the devil. You believe in a lie. And that's why you have fear, because the devil is a fear. And so you're worshiping the devil. Believe in something that only a thought. It doesn't even exist. Why not let that thought pass and don't identify with it?
What do you mean by don't identify?
When the devil tells you, what about your future? When you hear those thoughts talking to you, why not just watch them and not claim it, not call it you, but just watch it and let it pass? And just be present. All you have is right now. In reality, there's only now. There's not a future nor a past. So when that thought comes, why not, instead of communicating with it, instead of trying to hold on to it, why not just watch it and see that it's an illusion?
I want to see that. I do.
So the next time that thought comes, take a little, put a little practice into watching it. And it's going to be hard because you think those thoughts are yours. And you think that you're telling yourself about a future, so you've been living that way all your life. So it's going to be hard, so you're thinking you. So take a small step just to see what happens if you don't believe it a little bit. Just let it pass, see what happens. And that's going to cause you to want more. There's no there's no future, Tina. There's nothing to fear.
Right.
What do you think about that?
I really don't know what to think.
And as far as the cancer situation, the way you deal with that is by not dealing with it. Don't deal with it. Just go for your treatment. Are you in the hospital or home?
I'm home now.
Okay. Whatever treatment the doctor told you to do, do the treatment if you think it's right. Do the treatment, but don't think about the cancer. Because the cancer is in the body, it's not in you. And you are not your body. It's not in Tina. The fear is not in Tina. You're not the fear. The thoughts are not Tina. You're not the thoughts. And so just whatever physical suggestion the doctor told you to do, do that. But give it no thought about the outcome of the cancer itself. It's not you.
Okay.
Any disagreement with that?
I this is not the first time I've dealt with this, so I agree with you. I think just letting go is the best way to kind of go through it.
Are you able to speak a little louder?
Yes,
okay.
I can.
Oh, okay, go ahead. You say what now?
It's not the first time I've dealt with this, so what you're saying makes sense.
Okay, here's what I want you to try for me, and then let me know how it goes, all right? Tina, the real Tina, is not going through anything. the fate, Tina, the person you think is you, which you think is your body, and the thoughts are the one dealing with that. It's not you at all. And so just relax. Are you doing the silent prayer?
A very lazy one, I'm
going to
be honest.
Do the lazy one. That's better than nothing.
Okay.
And so that you could be separated from the real you, reality can be separated from the not you, the fate reality. It's not even reality, right? And that's when those thoughts come, I want you to try a little bit, a little effort to just watch them. And you're going to tremble. And it's not you trembling. It's the spirit of evil inside of you trembling because the last thing they want you to do is watch it. So watch it and tremble, but watch it. Don't call it you. Don't have a conversation with it. Just watch it.
And when it comes to putting effort, doesn't it seem like the more effort you put, the more you fail?
Yes, because when you put effort, you're playing God. Put no effort. It doesn't take effort. You don't need effort to watch thoughts. You just look at the thought. Just like you see the thought coming across, making you think about your future and all that. You see that without effort. You're just watching that, except you're believing that that is you. So you can watch it and don't say it's you. Don't call it you. Don't give it a name. Don't call it good or bad. Just watch it.
And you're saying it's possible to do that without putting effort?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You just sit and relax and watch thoughts come and go. That's all. And then when you don't put effort, you have stopped playing God. And you allow God to be God. He will take over. And in that, healing is possible. Healing is possible. Anything is possible because you're not your body.
Mm.
Do you believe me? Do you see that you're not your body?
I know that for a fact.
Yeah. And so don't have effort trying to heal the body or anything. Just do. Don't call the body you. And the doctor said, do this and do that. Try that. And one thing will lead to another. You're going to be fine if you relax.
Okay.
No one has a future and no one has a past, but most people think they do, but they don't. But they think they do because they have identified with the far self. And while going through the treatment and all that, don't compare yourself to others. You see other people walking around and laughing and look like they're having fun. They're miserable. They have something worse than cancer. They have hell. They're miserable. So don't compare. Don't say, oh, I wish I had a healthy life. Or I wish I had this. Okay. Don't ever compare yourself to anyone because when you do, you're comparing yourself to hell.
Okay.
All people are going through hell. All. What a mess!
Yeah, but thank you for the input. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, and don't feel sorry for yourself. Don't feel bad. Don't feel anything. Let all that pass, because the real Tina is free. It's not happening to you. You're not fighting cancer. You can't fight cancer. That's dumb.
No, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. It's not happening to you. It's in the body, but it's not in Tina.
Yeah. And I really think, especially when I see young people get cancer, I really do see the spiritual aspect.
Yeah. Absolutely. So do the silent prayer and just watch. Don't communicate with the devil in your mind. And don't communicate with the devil inside of others. When they try to bring their hell upon you, don't react to it. Let them have their own hell.
Okay.
It'd just be devils fighting. And that's why devils want to fight with other human beings. They got to fight with someone to get a false sense of life. Don't argue. Don't try to prove anything. Oh, okay. And just live your life, all right?
Okay.
Will you let me know how do the prayer stuff and let me know how it's going?
Will do. Thank you, Jesse.
I wish you well. Tina, relax.
All right. Will do.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Germany and talk to first-time caller Gido. I hope I'm saying it right. Gido, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thank you for having me. I hope you understand me.
I can. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I do. I can.
You can, yeah. Thank you for having my call. And I first of all wanted to say thank you for everything you're doing. You really opened my mind to some things I've been pondering about. And I had a question for you. I went to my father, I forgave him, and he knew exactly what I was talking about, so it wasn't really hard. My problem is I'm in a situation, I was wondering when you found out what really was going on about the civil rights movement. Did you want to tell your parents?
Did I want to tell my parents? Well, no.
Did you want to convince them?
No. Here's what I recommend. Never, as long as you walk this earth from this day forward, this moment forward, never, ever, ever try to convince anyone of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. Don't preach to them. If they don't, two things I want you to remember. They don't try to convince anyone, ever. And then don't force the truth upon anyone. Only give them the truth if they ask.
Mm-hmm.
And because,
yeah.
Or if they ask for the truth but don't follow the truth, don't even give that to them anymore either. Leave them in their hell.
Mm-hmm.
You're not obligated to force anything on anyone.
Yeah, I can see that. I can really see that. I'm thinking about the thing you say with the thoughts, you know? And I've always been real flooded with thoughts.
All and, human beings are.
I now reckon what you're saying. I really do. And I'm really working on it. And every time I catch myself trying to talk to my father, I think of that, and I really think of the words you say, because you're right, you can't convince anybody. But you have to understand, it's like with you, you know, when I see all the movies, you know, you're telling these things about the civil rights movement, and I saw the movies, you know, and all the things you say. So you grow up feeling this way, and then you find the other thing out. And the same is with Germany, you know. We have the same thing going on in Germany with the lies, the deception.
Yeah.
And that's why it's really hard. So thank you for your words, and I really will try. And I know that it's just hard for me to push those thoughts away.
Don't you try to push them away. You just observe them. You stare at them. Mm-hmm. You watch them. And the Father, your spiritual Father, that is allowing you to see them would take them away for you. It's spiritual. You can't do anything of yourself.
Yeah.
Have you forgiven
your
mother?
Totally right. Yes, I have forgiven my mother, but I think I did it the wrong way. I went to her and I said I forgave her, but I didn't formulate it like you said, like, I'm sorry for resenting you. So my mother, of course, reacted in another way. You know, at first she didn't know for what. Then she quite understood, and then, of course, she was like, so I'm, you know, so you know, how mothers are, you know, they find the flaw in you, while you are criticizing them now, and she didn't understand it really. So I don't think I did it right.
No, you did it fine. The fact that you saw that you needed to go and forgive, you went and forgave her, and you don't have to say it exactly. I'm just giving people hint of what's going on and what forgiveness is, but you don't have to use my exact words.
No, but it's a different. It's the difference when you go to somebody and say, I'm sorry for resenting you.
Right.
Instead of saying, I forgive you.
Right.
You know, that's what you say, and that's the first. Not that I've used every word, but it's the sentiment, you know, and the
I see what you're saying. You're right, because when you say, I'm sorry for resenting you, you're admitting mm-hmm. not only your heart that you're wrong, you also realize you're wrong for having the anger, but you're also wrong for judging others. And that's what it means to confess your sin, when you can admit that you're wrong for being angry, that you are evil inside. Your heart mm-hmm. is evil. That's what that means.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I totally see that, and it's amazing. I got to do it. Amazing. You really are contagious. It's just really incredible, Jesse. I really appreciate it. You are an incredible human being.
Well, stay really with it, buddy. Stay with it. Stay with it. What time is it in Germany right now?
It's now 5:20.
P.M.?
5 o'clock in P.M., yeah.
Amazing. Amazing.
I just wanted to say something. Really, like I said, I'm working on it. I'm trying to do the silent prayer. And I just wanted to say something about your conversation earlier about the Marxism, because we are fighting here as well, you know, in Germany. It's the same thing, you know, and I really just got a grasp on it, what really it means.
Yeah.
My whole life I was thinking, what exactly do they mean by the left and Marxism and socialism and this? And I'm really grasping it, and it's really incredible. And I just wanted to say one thing, because you asked if Marx was a white man. And I just remember from the PragerU, the founder, because you always talk about the isms, and you're totally right. You're totally right. They're inventions, because the heart doesn't see this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And he says, the founder of the PragerU says, they are responsible for creating those isms. Maybe you can look it up and watch it yourself. It's really interesting when I heard that.
Yeah, the more I learn about it, the more I want to know about it, because I want to understand it. You know, I want to understand it.
Yeah.
I have never, when I first started radio and I was hearing that people were mad at capitalism, I could not figure out why would anybody be mad about capitalism? That's your freedom. That's you can do what you want, right? I never understood that, so I'm starting to understand it now.
Yeah, they're just, I totally get what you say in the beginning, because you need some kind of capitalism.
Right.
You know, there has to be this, you have to earn your way. That's the way the world works. But they put a spin on it. You know? They put this other spin on it and make it bad, you know, and that's the thing. And that's people, you know? People doing the system and using the system wrongly, and maybe just, I don't know, but I totally get your point, and I'm so excited. Thank you for having me. Thank you for letting me talk to you.
You're totally welcome.
I keep listening to you, and I really just got for 2 months ago, you know, I heard about you. The first time I saw you, if you let me say that, I saw you in a discussion with Umar Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
You got to imagine me coming from the other side a bit. You know, I was always a guy, right, wrong. I'm not a bad guy. But I didn't really not like Omar Johnson. I liked the way he talked. But when I saw you talking to him, the first time I saw you, I didn't know what to make of you.
Right.
And then I listened to you, and then I saw it.
Amazing.
Then I saw it. Then it all became clear, the anger he got inside of him, the way he gets his point across. And also, just to say that, he's allowed to go on stage and name girls like white girls, Snow Bunny and this, and you know, all these things. You know, but a white man, you know, a white man does that. And it's so all these things keep clicking in my head, all these barriers, all these, you know, all these chains.
Well, stay with it.
Thank you,
just will become clearer and clearer. You will, your mind will be renewed, and you will have a clear mind.
I hope so.
Thank you
for the words.
Thank you, brother. Call me again, all right?
Thank you very much. Amazing. Have a good one.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Amazing. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Rob, a first-time caller out of New Jersey. Rob, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you for having me on, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening to you for a while. This is the first time I was really compelled to call in with your biblical question.
What connects you with the physical world?
It's not physical things. It's not a house, a car. It's not a motorcycle. It's not money. I think what I believe connects me is the human experience. We're having the same walk that Jesus had. We're walking through this world. We are not of this world, but we were born into this world, and we're on our way back home, back to where he is. And just as he was given emotions, so are we. Let me turn the timer off. I'm sorry. Just as he was given emotions, you know, Jesus wept. Jesus got angry when he turned over the tables in the temple, and he chased out he flogged the money changers, all right? He had love. He had compassion. And our emotions tie us to this world. So, but I believe sometimes we just get stuck in them and sucked into them, and drama and pity and anger and hatred and division and having to choose a side. Well, it's all a distraction from the walk that we're supposed to be having.
And so what connect Rob out of New Jersey to the world is your human connection with the world?
Well, it's the human experience.
Human
That's
experience.
That's why we're here, right?
And are
we're
you...
We're here to have the human experience, just as Christ or Jesus had the human experience.
And are you an emotional person?
Yeah, I am a pretty emotional guy.
And why?
I mean, I think you can tell it in my voice. Well, I think it comes from the heart.
Your heart is emotional?
I think your emotions come from, like, when you're passionate about something. When I listen to you and the way you talk about certain things, there's a passion. Where does that passion come from?
So you're saying your emotions come from your heart?
Where else do they come from?
No. I'm asking, are you saying that your emotions come from your heart?
You know what? I have to say yes.
And how did your heart become emotional?
Well, in the Bible, right, it says guard your heart, right? Because if you don't, it's like your home. If you don't guard it, the thieves come in. What's your hatred, anger, jealousy?
So how did your heart become emotional? I guess so.
Well, I guess it's metaphorical.
What do you mean?
Well, it's a metaphorical home of where things originate from. Where else would it come from?
So how did your heart become emotional?
I think God gave it to us.
You think God gave you an emotional heart?
Why did Jesus weep?
Do you think God gave you an emotional heart?
Why did Jesus weep?
Why did Jesus what?
Why did Jesus weep?
Why did Jesus weep?
Why did Jesus weep?
But Jesus was never emotional.
But where did that emotion come from if he wept?
He had no emotions.
He had no emotions.
Right.
So when he turned over the tables and got angry at money changers and flogged them.
He wasn't angry when he did that. But you know what? Thank you, Rob, for responding to the biblical question. I got to take a break, and I'll respond on Sunday to the biblical question. Call me again, all right?
All right.
All right, buddy. Back in a moment, folks. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Check out our merch. Amazing merch. The Anchor Baby created a brand new shirt about, what is it called? The one we got yesterday in the mail? The Tar Baby.
Yeah, the Amazing Tar Baby.
It's beautiful.
Yep.
So check it out, the merch, rebuildingdemand.com/store. rebuildingdemand.com/store. Big Mama Michelle is there, the Fallen Messiah. Stop having sex out of wedlock. Don't be a butt. And all kind of stuff. All right, mugs, T-shirts, rebuildingdemand.com/store. All right. And also, the men's forum is tomorrow night. Thursday night, the first Thursday of the month, for men only. And the third Thursday of the month, for ladies only, at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The HakeReport.com. And at, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 11 today, Joel Friday TV, he black. Monday through Thursday. He has a guest today. And this is the first time I think. No, he had a guest once before at least. You'll want to hear Joel and his guest today.
What the?
At 11 a.m. Pacific time. And the American Anchor Baby. Energy. Given to him. It's not you all alone. It's given to him. By God.
Amazing.
At 12 noon. A genius. Amazing, huh? And one last thing I want to tell you about. Brand new episode of the FallenState.tv on Friday at 12 noon Pacific time. Very, I can use the word inspiring, conversation with Loza Alexander. And Loza Alexander is a conservative rapper, producer, best known for his version of Let Go Brandon. Let's Go Brandon. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's important to me, man, is our people. You know, our people to wake up.
You fear hell?
Absolutely. There's no way I believe that when you die, nothing happens. I have more anger and resentment towards my enemies, ex-girlfriends.
When you forgive your parents, you're going to love your enemy. You and I and no one else has a right to be angry at anyone. Have you ever been a slut maker?
Nah.
That's The Fallen State this Friday at 12 noon. Donate while you're there to The Fallen State. Or go there and donate. TheFallenState.tv/donate. And you can make the donation on locals.com as well. Locals.com. Let me go to Canada. There's one line open. Cody is a first-time caller. Oh, no. Emmanuel. Let me go to Emmanuel first, Cody. Hold on. Emmanuel out of Canada. Emmanuel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What the?
Hey, Emmanuel.
I'm not Cody.
I know. My bad.
It's all good. How you doing, man?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Nice. Yeah. So my question is about, you're familiar with psychology, right? Like, have you heard of the shadow? It's a theory in psychology.
I have not.
Okay. So I believe it's Carl Jung or Sigmund Freud. Do you recognize those names?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. So they speak about this, the shadow of the human psychology. It's like the dark side of us. And I heard this caller you called in the other day, and he was talking about how he had had an affair with his brother's wife and all this stuff. And as I was listening to it, it just made me think about the connection between the shadow in psychology and the devil of Christianity and how they kind of like tie in together. And I wanted to ask you if you saw a connection there, but I don't know if you know much about the shadow, but it's basically representative of the devil.
Well, I heard those names before, but I would encourage people to see evil for what it is. It is evil. It has made a home in your mind, your thoughts, and your emotions. It's in your body, mm-hmm. but it's not in you. And I just think that if people start to see evil for whatever it is, so I can't explain Carl and those other people, but I want people to see it for what it is and give it no other name but evil. And that way they're more likely to overcome by faith, knowing that our battle is truly, it's not physical, it has nothing to do with color or anything. It's totally spiritual, good versus evil.
Right. I like how you cut, like, I feel like you cut through it all. Like, psychology kind of goes on and on and on about it.
Yeah, because they are intellectual.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
And you kind of cut through it all right to the base of it. And a lot of people aren't ready for that, right? Like, because they don't want to accept the reality of the devil. And,
right.
And,
yeah.
So,
well, those people who have been looking for understanding, trying to understand themselves, why am I this way, why do I think this way, why do I feel this way, when they hear it's the devil in the mind, it's not you, it registers for them. But for those who really don't want it, they reject it. And you can just,
my bad.
You can just expect that to happen. But thank you, Emmanuel. I appreciate it, but I got to run. Thank you. And plus, you got a train running through your house.
Yeah, the slave train is going by. I had one more thing for you, though.
Okay.
I noticed that I just kind of wanted to, sometimes you say that it's the evil spirit in people, right, that cause them to do things that they wouldn't normally do.
Well, think the way they would normally think. Just think about it. If you would never have a thought that would make you feel bad or feel fear or feel lonely or suicidal. You would never have those thoughts on your own. You wouldn't create those kind of thoughts.
I got you. So, but sometimes, Jesse, I hear you calling, like, the crazy liberals and politicians at the top. You say, like, these people are evil. But yet you say that it's the evil spirit that's made a home in them. So I'm just kind of, I guess I'm maybe kind of calling you out a little bit.
What do you mean?
Well, just because, like, you say that those people are evil. They are evil, but, like, then you say that it's not them, it's the evil spirit in them.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, does that make them evil? Like, because I feel like it's a bit of a contradiction sometimes.
How is that?
Well, because you say it's not them, it's the evil spirit in them.
Right.
But then I hear you say these people are evil. Like you're saying it's them that's evil, but then you say it's not them. You know what I'm saying?
No. What am I missing?
Okay.
You may be making sense. I just don't understand. I'm black and slow. I'm acting, I hate having to be sitting here. What am I missing, he's saying?
He's saying, you're saying they're evil, but you also say that it's not them. So are they evil, or is it something else that's evil that's in them?
But that's what's making them do what they do.
But are they
evil?
Yeah,
but does that make them evil?
Yes.
See, I don't know. I don't know because...
I don't... So, break it down a little bit more. Hold on, buddy.
Because you said that it's not them that's evil. But then you did say that they're evil.
How am I supposed to communicate that?
You just say, instead of saying this person is evil, you say this person has an evil spirit working through them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so you want me to communicate like that all the time?
Yeah, well, I don't know. You can do what you want. I'm just trying to bring something to
you. You
got to
overcome words. I got to communicate.
I hear you.
If,
I hear you.
And
I'm
if you already know.
That's what that means when you call somebody evil.
What?
I'm telling them that that's what that means when you call somebody evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like some people might not register that, and they might. But that's not really on you at the end of the day. It's just,
and you shouldn't have any concern about that at all, that you got to say it that way every time because somebody may miss it. You're not your brother's keeper.
Yes, I don't know, bro, but doesn't that go against the Cain and Abel thing, though?
Are you your brother's? Oh, yes, sir. Go ahead.
It's been mama to, like, think how other people might take it.
But Jesse,
unless you're the
Jesse,
one who's taking it wrong.
Are you your brother's keeper?
But Jesse, if I did something that was wrong, you still thought it was wrong, would you just let it happen or would you call me out on it?
I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't care.
I wouldn't think about it at all. Are you your brother's keeper?
I mean, what does that mean?
Are you your brother's keeper?
Babysitter.
No, I'm not. Like, I'm not responsible for what my brother does, but I
But then why are you concerned about how you point out evil then?
Because I believe that Christ would want us to look out for one another.
Why would you believe that?
Well, because that's what love is, right? Like, we look out for one another.
That's not love at all.
All right.
That's mama love. That's mama love, which is of the devil, but that's not God love. If Christ was looking out for one another, why is he leaving everybody in hell?
Yeah, but he came with the message, though, right? It's
right,
not
but
up
if
to...
you didn't...
Jesus called people evil.
Yeah.
No.
You say you're up your father, the devil. I think you hung up on words. Relax.
All right. I'm just trying to get a better understanding.
No, I like that. No problem. I understand what you're trying to do, but you hung up on words, and you're not your brother's keeper.
The Christians have taken what Cain said and said, I am my brother's keeper. Because Cain said, am I my brother's keeper? Implying, no, obviously I'm not my brother's babysitter after he killed him. But but people, the Christians, including Obama, so-called Christian, started the My Brother's Keeper initiative because blacks kill each other all the time.
Really?
So he started My Brother's Keeper.
Yeah.
And the fake Christians think that, I am my brother's keeper. But that's not what the lesson of that thing was.
And God never said, yeah, you are your brother's keeper.
Right.
You know, when that guy said, am I my brother's keeper? He's like, what the?
It was a smart remark.
But yo, Jesse, hold on. You say... When you've had suicidal callers call in before, Jesse, you've tried to talk them out of suicide, right?
No.
So you were
No, I've never tried to talk anyone out of suicide.
I swear you have.
I tell them what's driving them to think that is not them. But if they want to do it, go ahead.
Okay. All right. I guess. Yeah.
There's a song called I'm Not My Brother's Keeper.
Okay, who sings it? I'm going to look it up.
I'm not my brother's keeper. Will you be strong or weaker? Why not before you judge me? Why not?
You're going to have to try to love me.
look up Google.
All right.
Thank you.
I will.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Nice conversation, man. Thank you.
Okay, man. Bless.
All right, buddy. I got to run because I'm tired here. I'm not my brother's keeper. Will you become wrong or weaker? Before you judge me, why not try to love me? I only did it to you. Romy-dub. You're not your brother's keeper. That's mama idea. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Danny says, all right, Jesse and the lads, just trying to understand the so-called willpower, quote unquote, using James's example yesterday. If I'm getting fat and I say, don't eat the cake, but end up eating it because I could resist the temptation, was that lack of willpower or something else? Just trying to get an understanding. Strong arm emoji to the crew.
Repeat it now, the question.
Trying to get an understanding of so-called willpower.
Uh-huh.
Using James's example. Say I'm getting fat, and I say I don't eat the cake. Don't eat the cake. But I end up eating it because I could resist the temptation. I think he means couldn't resist the temptation. Was that the lack of willpower or something else?
You all have it, the willpower. Because if you didn't eat the cake, you're going to eat something else that would take the place of the cake. Thank you.
888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, bought a coffee.
That's right.
Do we need more liberal white babies?
Yes. And you remind me that in July is White History Month, and it's coming fast. July just feels white.
We need white babies.
We need white babies like Natty going north.
Yep.
Get busy, white people. Make some babies.
Including liberal white babies.
If ever we needed to use the DEI thing, we need to use it for making white babies. Thank you.
And it's okay if they're liberal white babies?
Okay.
Nice.
No, we need some white babies.
White liberals are the best liberals.
That's right. We need white babies.
Indeed. LeGrant, 19...
Do white liberals have babies? Or conservative and liberal whites refuse to have children?
Oh, no, they all have children. A lot of them.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
LeGrant, 1966, bought a coffee. Have a pleasant day. And just to let you know, I'm in the long process of becoming a roaming Catholic.
I'm sorry to hear that. Amazing. Thank you.
Cody bought 3 coffees.
What's that thing up there?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Cody bought 3 coffees. Love you guys. Always start the morning off great, and the intro has to be the best in history. Time to rebuild the family and this country. Thank you, Jesse. Amen. Thanks emoji. American flag emoji.
Right on. Thank you, and thank you for your support.
The Observer of Thoughts bought a coffee. Answer to the biblical question.
What connects you with the physical world?
My physical body connects me to the physical world. Oh, the Amerifro going up. LOL. Lots of laughs.
Amazing.
Have an amazing day, guys.
Thank you. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Couple diamonds from
me. Thank you for your support as well.
Evgeny Crosby. Letitia James ate up all the ribs, hog mogs, candy, yams, black-eyed peas, and then the cornbread.
That's right. Letitia James must be ticked right now. She thought for sure she's going to take Trump's stuff.
Terrible. They wouldn't be able to manage it as well as Trump does.
She'd turn into a ghetto overnight.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
WD41, 4 diamonds saying thanks.
Thank you.
Donnie Girl's idea, Dawn on Rumble. DEI is to replace using affirmative action.
Yeah, but it's the same thing.
Exactly.
It's totally the same thing. It's affirmative action. It is reparation. It is the same identical thing, just a new name. Amazing. Thank you.
Urinal Chill is a monthly supporter on Rumble. These days,
I know how to rumble.
I assume everything is racist, so I double down and say it louder and with more emphasis.
Thank you. That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
Joe bought a coffee. In the time of Moses and the 10 plagues, did the souls of the firstborn kids get destroyed or saved by God? Also, which Bible did you say you guys are reading now? Hake is on fire.
As for the Moses Institute, I have no idea. He did.
And which Bible did you say you guys are reading now?
What's the name of my Bible?
The one you have is the New Jerusalem Bible. And I found a translation online by going to catholic.org/Bible.
Yeah, the New Jerusalem Bible is amazing, at least the one I have.
Yeah.
I don't know if they all like, because they change everything every time, all the time.
Yeah,
but
true.
I read that one. what I do read. Thank you.
With a slash at the end. Something, someone bought you a copy.
I used to think my Bible was a Jew Bible.
Yeah, because it says New Jerusalem.
Right. I thought for sure it was a Jewish Bible.
Nope, but it's a Catholic Bible.
It was a Catholic. I'm like, what the
what
Pope?
The?
And the Pope, how can the Pope be ticked with such an amazing Bible?
I was wondering if he slapped the hand of any of the ladies whose feet he washed and kissed. Because he washed all women's feet.
Wow.
Last
Come on,
week.
Man. Last week?
Yeah, on Wednesday or Thursday or something.
Everybody in the church?
No, in the prison. 12 women in prison.
And he would. I thought he was sick.
He is.
He like, Lord, let me get down here and perform my duty. I got to wash these feet.
He was in a wheelchair, and he washed the feet and kissed them.
Kissed the feet?
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
I'm shuddering.
What the?
Poor Pope.
All women, too.
Don't
it's the first
blame
time.
The Pope. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. It's so interesting. As I wake up and can see clearer how the devil inverts the truth. Satan wants children over women, women over men over Christ, and Christ over God. And he does it all, saying he wants everyone to be, quote-unquote, equal.
That's right. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. Remember that song?
Yep.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all expressions come my way. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. It's gonna be a
bright,
sunshiny day. Amazing.
Oh, that's not the meta. Whatever.
Thank you.
My son liked it.
That's right. Thank you.
Star Sion bought three coffees. Jesse, yes, I shouldn't be judging, but you got to admit, there are some white people who act like they're better and saw you as some N-word guh. She spelled it out, the A at the end. Not all of them are like Hake Report, who is very down to earth and honest without hate. Now their own generation is messed up also, the whites. There's also no strong leader, white man, besides Trump, who can take over this country without hate and anger in their hearts. P.S. Sandman's face is cute. Smiley face emoji with little hearts.
Amazing. Don't judge, Sion. Thank you. I appreciate it. How are you and your little boyfriend? Didn't she say she had a new boyfriend?
What the?
She did say she was two-timing.
Thank you, Sion.
Come on, man.
But don't hate. Don't judge. Good and evil in the hearts of all people. Evil until they overcome. Amazing. Thank you, Sion.
And thank you, guys. That's all for now.
When I come back, straight to your calls. I got to take a break. When I come back, your phone call, man, $100 coming up. I'm taking all calls. Hake is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news, but the Hake news. The guy with the good hair. I'll be back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
A little more Ukraine propaganda for you. And people are stressed about retirement, but they're not saving as much, if at all. and Gaza drama. There's reaction to that alleged World Central Kitchen, those World Central Kitchen deaths. I guess it's confirmed now. Maybe it's not alleged. And Trump immunity. They're trying to get the mob against him. I thought justice was not a democracy, but they're trying to make it into a democracy. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, April 3rd, AD 2024. That means manhood hour is coming right up, guys. And there is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And men, by the way, guys, tomorrow night is first Thursday of the month. That's 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Men's Forum. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events. Let's see if I can put that in there. Boom. Men's Forum first Thursday, Women's Forum third Thursday, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. So, Ukraine propaganda, retreat, retreat. He's trying not to. Commie Nonsense Network shares this quote, we can't waste time anymore. That's what Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky stated, warning that Ukraine is scrambling, quote, to find some way not to retreat, unquote, from Russian forces as U.S. aid remains stalled. That's war welfare. Volodymyr Zelensky, not a Christian, also signed a law a Tuesday lowering the minimum draft age from age 27 to age 25. I guess I thought you get drafted at 18. What in the world? I guess they're drafting them at 27, now 25, potentially boosting the number of men available to fight Russia's invasion, forcing them into the war. What a mess. Your retirement savings, meanwhile, in America, people stressing. The far-left female run-out, let the skim reports. People may not even get to retirement, but they're stressing about it. According to one study, Americans think they'll need more money than ever to retire comfortably. Specifically, 1.46 million. That's a 53% increase compared to what Americans thought they needed just 4 years ago. That's thanks, evil Joe Biden inflation, right? Even though Americans think they need more money, that doesn't mean they're actually saving more. Of course, the average amount in a retirement savings fund fell slightly from last year to $88,400. Study comes as experts warn of a looming retirement crisis and as so-called Social Security is projected to reduce benefits for retirees after 2034. They're raising minimum wage and lowering retirement benefits. They're trying to kill us? What a mess. And Gaza drama. CNN and the far-left female ran out of the skim report on this Israeli airstrike killed 7 aid workers, according to reports from the nonprofit World Central Kitchen. WCK, by the way, is how it's abbreviated. They were delivering food to starving civilians in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister-based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu said that the military unintentionally struck innocent people, and that's a quote. Unintentionally struck innocent people. And the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, pledged to investigate. Those killed included a dual U.S.-Canada national, as well as people from Australia, Poland, three from the U.K., and a Palestinian, so said the aid group WCK, World Central Kitchen. The Washington, D.C., probably, headquartered charity was one of the few organizations delivering desperately needed food to Gaza, where aid agencies warned half the population is on the brink of starvation. President Joe Biden, crooked president, said he's outraged by the incident, of course, and called on the probe to bring accountability, like he cares. Trump immunity. Most Americans are largely unconvinced that our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, should be granted immunity from prosecution, as if they know anything about anything. That's according to a new Marquette Law School poll. Fortunately, justice is not a democracy. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.